Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. As we kick off hour number three, the Monday edition, it's Ian here with you.
Oh no.
I think I've run out.
I don't think you've done the chef. No, I did. I did the chef.
What about David Sunflower Seeds?
And Hunt's Snack Pack. That's right, I'm pudding tonight.
Oh, my goodness. 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free. Still coming up here, jail population in the United States continues to grow. Mark, you have the statistics you're going to share with us. Also on the way, it is National Masturbation Month, and we have got the masturbation myths for you.
Oh, God.
Snack Pack, we're going to start
new
with...
New lows in broadcasting history, folks.
Well, we'll get into all that, because I don't think that's a low, necessarily. But you've got some more news about the Marine recruiters, which are apparently out of control.
I do. All right, so last hour we were talking about a Marine recruiter who had been teaching a physical education class at a high school, and there was a link at the bottom of that article for related stories, and I saw this, and two women... who said that two U.S. Marine recruiters forced them to have sex after they expressed interest in joining the force, have sued, which is good. They sued back in March, so, you know, I'm sure some of that has been worked out.
This sounds familiar. I think something similar happened last year that was right along these lines.
Let's see. The lawsuit names all kinds of people as defendants. The Marine Corps, the Navy, the Secretary of the Navy, the recruiters. It seeks an injunction forcing the Marines to properly train recruiters. And it also seeks monetary damages. Now, this is not brand new news. This article here was posted in March, but it's just I saw it and I wanted to talk about it. The women, who were 17-year-old high school students at the time of the incident, alleged that the recruiters told them that they would have to submit sexually in order to join the Marines.
Wow.
Kind of a hazing thing?
I guess, yeah. The complaint alleges that one of the recruiters raped one of the girls on three separate occasions in the recruiting office, each time telling her that she had to have sex with him if she wanted to join the Marines.
Is that rape?
Well, it might be that she tried to tell him no, and he did it anyway, saying, no, if you want to join, you've got to do it.
That might be, if she did indeed say no. However, if she did say, yes, I'll have sex with you, then is it really rape?
Well, it seems...
If he's holding something she wants above her and saying, you have to have sex with me to get it, is that...
It's still coercion, it's, so I think okay. That would be legally classified as rape. Yes, because it's coercion.
It's certainly inappropriate for a recruiter to be doing that, no doubt.
Absolutely. Here's even better. One of the women said she was a virgin at the time, and she contracted...
Oh,
she contracted a sexually transmitted disease in the encounter.
Why? Because this guy's obviously done this before, right? I mean, he's probably done this with other female recruits.
Yep. Among other injuries, plaintiffs were raped, seduced, coerced, and pressured into sexual intercourse against their will, says the lawsuit. The lawsuit asked for an injunction, like I said, for the Marines to provide more comprehensive training to recruiters and better protections to women.
Right, because you can train a rapist away from his inhibitions, right?
Right.
Just
oh, yeah,
a handbook.
Sure.
That'll stop it.
Well, manual R-N.
It sounds like the term rape here might be getting bandied about a little.
I was thinking that, too. I was actually going to use the word bandied. Good job.
Perhaps that's just the use for it.
It is.
I would... Rape is force.
Yes.
And it's not coercion.
Okay.
Sexual assault,
sexual activity without consent.
It's right. I mean, you're forcing somebody.
Consent, yes.
And, you know, if that happens, call the law immediately.
And apparently they have.
Well, not immediately.
No, that's true.
Like,
you could, time.
You could kind of figure it out if it's immediate. And you know, yeah, the law should be called immediately.
Well, one thing's for sure. I mean, nobody could possibly agree that this was ever appropriate for these recruiters to be engaging in.
Not appropriate.
Right. I mean, the military regulations forbid any sort of sexual contact, consensual or otherwise, between recruiters and potential recruits and enlistees.
Mm.
In court-martial proceedings, both men were fined and demoted after being found guilty on misconduct charges, but they weren't given prison time, and then recently they were also both discharged from the military.
Oh, okay. So, I was going to say, demoted, that seems a little light.
At first, when the charges were first brought, they were demoted for allowing themselves to be in that situation.
Got it.
And then as time went on, they just finally said, okay, you guys are done. Get out.
If anything's going to help prevent others from stepping over the line, it's actually that they did something in this case. Because normally there's just not enough done to punish bad bureaucrats.
Right. The guys weren't just like relocated to another office, right. You know. Like
priests
being relocated to another.
God. Speaking of military, let's go to the phones and talk to Charles in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Charles. What's up?
Well, I came across something on a friend of mine's blog today. If you go to homelandstupidity.us.
Yeah, great website.
He talks about how, breaking news, the Department of Veterans Affairs reported Monday that a laptop computer containing the names, dates of birth, and social security numbers of over 26 million veterans was stolen from the home of an employee that had taken it home without authorization.
Right, just sort of as an accident. I read the same story, and it's weird, but at the same time, there's a lot of valuable information in there that got stolen.
Exactly.
Is that just a coincidence? He just happened to take this home, and it just happened to get stolen that night?
Yeah, the FBI is investigating it, but it could very well be that he sold that information.
Apparently, according to Homeland Stupidity, the employee took the data home whose house was burglarized, has been placed on administrative leave. The FBI is investigating. The Inspector General also looking into it. There's no indication at this time that any of the data has been used for identity theft. I mean, for all we know, the guy pawned the laptop and got himself $200, and nobody's ever going to get their hands on it. But nonetheless, the issue's still there. The fact that 26 million?
26 million. That's effectively every living veteran and probably some dead ones, too.
Wow. Now, are you a veteran? Is that why you're calling on this?
Yes, I am. I'm a veteran enlisted person in the United States Navy.
Well, Charles, how do you feel about all this?
I don't like it. I'm going to be calling my credit bureau as soon as I can tomorrow, and I'm going to put some sort of an alert on my account so they don't try and open up any accounts in my name.
That's a good point.
Now, I have a question for you, Charles. Just because I'm not up on all of my military terminology, does the term veteran apply to anyone who has spent time in the military or anyone who has served in a conflict?
It's anyone who has ever worn the uniform.
Okay. So now, some veterans have the benefits and some don't. Why is that?
Well, some people have received honorable discharges.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have received dishonorable discharges, and some have received what they call less than honorable.
Right, general alert and stuff like that too, right?
Exactly, and if you've received a dishonorable discharge, you're not authorized to receive any benefits.
Now, it seemed my dad was in the Korean conflict, but I think he sold his benefits and never had an opportunity. Yeah, like I think he took some kind of payout.
You can transfer them?
I wasn't aware that was even possible.
I don't know anything. That's what he told me. You know,
I think your dad had a second wife, and he just needed an excuse to be out of the house for a month at a time.
Nice. Well, you know, Charles, I think you gave the best advice that you possibly could in this case. I mean, there's no lawsuit that's going to be pending against the VA. I mean, you can't sue them for losing your information. They're the government.
Exactly.
So there's no way you're going to be able to be compensated for this. All you can do, essentially, is damage control, as you pointed out. Call the credit reporting agency. Was it the credit reporting agency? Was it Equifax, TransUnion, Experian?
Yeah.
Call
those
them
the three
and let
major
them,
ones.
Right. Call them and let them know to be on the lookout or put a lockdown on your account. Now, what if you want to create a new credit card? Do you call them up and tell them, hey, I'm going to apply for a new credit card?
I guess. That's a good question. I didn't think of that.
Right. It seems like you're going to have to be pretty careful with your financial activities at this point. And, I mean, you can't change. Can you change your Social Security number? What's that process like? Can you apply for a new number?
No.
I mean, you must. I would think there'd be some sort of process, but it would probably be a long,
huge,
arduous process.
Now, as far as what the government is planning on doing about this, they do have a website up at firstgov.gov that has some information about their plan and what you can do.
Investigate.
Yeah, exactly. But it's there if you want
to
look at it.
You're going to have to do personal damage control. You're going to have to take responsibility for your finances. And Charles, thanks for the alert on this, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. John in New Hampshire wants to talk about veterans. You can chime in whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi folks, Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Marie Callender.
And Mark.
You know, Marie, I really like your sweet and sour chicken.
Really?
Yeah, it's really tasty.
You know, I made it just for you.
I know. 800-259-9231. I could tell you were thinking of me when I picked up your green box in the frozen food display. 800-259-9231.
Special sauce for you, buddy.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything we have on our site, totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people interacting at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. And you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about veterans, actually, this hour. We've got a story about how apparently 26 million files were stolen, information on 26 million veterans, social security numbers, address, personally identifiable information, all lost because somebody got a laptop computer.
Stolen. Every last person who's ever been in the military, except for Mark's dad, because he sold his options or something.
Well, he during the Korean conflict, he was keeping Iowa safe with a howitzer.
Iowa,
yeah.
What?
Stationed in Iowa
during the Korean conflict. He was stationed in Iowa.
Hey, look.
Absolutely, he had a second wife. I can't believe
that was a good gig.
That's another family he was growing in a cornfield. Absolutely.
It's nice to joke about the dead, huh?
800. But you've got to die sometime.
I guess. 1-800-259.
It's not like I was going, ha, cancer, you know?
259-9231. Let's go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
Hey, this fellow was just talking about the information, the data being stolen.
Yeah.
I'm no geek of by any standard whatsoever. The only reason I'm even on the internet is basically to keep an eye on the New Hampshire Liberty Movement.
Yeah.
Free State Project. Come up here, follow the boards a little bit, not even much at all. But in the mainstream press, the New Hampshire Union Leader, it's, yes, conservative, libertarian leaning, but it's not some, you know, wacky website that you don't know where it's coming from. It's probably an AP story type of thing that they carried. And I read it within the past couple of months, and I'm sure that somebody will be able to find this.
What was it about?
In Iraq, active military data was being sold at a flea market type of environment in Iraq. And
by
it was
whom?
Confiscated by citizens. There were people who had stolen active military computer.
And what was the point of, what was the point of selling it? Who would want to buy this information?
Well, probably a lot of people. I don't know who buys it on any market whatsoever, but over there.
Would it be like, for instance, would you want to purchase it so you could find out who the generals were and
well,
kill their families?
You know, it depends on what side you're on. There'd probably be several reasons to want to buy it, depending on, you know, on what your motive is.
They had something for sale. They tried to sell it.
Right. There's something that there's data that's available, and people are stealing it. And trust me, if somebody who knows how to do searches on this, it's probably an AP story.
Sure. Well, we'll take your word for it.
Actual. Active military people who are there on the ground. I'm sure I read it.
And I'm sure they're not. I'm sure they're less than pleased with that. However, if you want someone to keep your information private, the last thing you should ever do is trust it to the government. I mean, we've seen time and time again how they just sell out people's information. And in some cases, it's the Department of Motor Vehicles just selling your address when you get a new driver's license.
Right, and when they're not willing to sell it, then somebody will steal it.
Yeah, exactly.
They've got nothing to lose.
This is. I think Neil Kirk up here in New Hampshire, who's fighting for our privacy, I think he called it a dripping honeypot, you know, like the national ID driver's license type of stuff. I believe it was he who called it. This is the database will be a dripping honeypot. We need to protect this stuff. We cannot move in this surveillance state.
Well, one thing's for sure, we get the government out of it and allow people to protect their information on a private basis. Things will still get stolen. People will still lose their info, but at least they could be possibly prosecuted.
Yeah, at least it won't be. They won't have so-called sovereign immunity.
Yeah, exactly. These guys, you cannot sue. They lost 26 million names. They lost 26
so
million
what?
Social
they're
Security
just,
numbers.
They're just little citizens.
All
right?
They can do is apologize. Nobody will ever get any make goods on this. Thanks, John. We appreciate the call.
800-259-9231.
They could get investigated by the Justice Department. Who, they could just tell them no. Go away. Sorry. This is where I'm telling you. No.
Sit down. Get out of my courtroom. 800-259-9231. Well, the military's also kind of been a haven, over time for masturbation. When you're overseas and there's no women around.
Is that a segue?
That was your segue?
Yes, that was.
A lame segue.
Okay.
When you're overseas and there's no women around, well, I mean, you got to do something, right?
Because they don't have women overseas.
Well, they do. They do more so now. But
they do, but when are you going to get your turn in the rape line? You know?
Apparently, it is the month dedicated to masturbation, National Masturbation Month. Now, apparently, you can just call any old month whatever you want. As long as you put national in front of it, it sounds important. So we could have the National Free Talk Live Month if, you know, if we want. In fact, this could be the National Free Talk Live year. As
yeah.
far as I
I'd like to name this the Decade of Free Talk Live.
Yes. well, in this case, according to About...
Free Talk Live, the year 2000, the Free Talk Live millennia.
According to
millennium.
About.com, I think both works. What's millennia?
Millennia is plural.
More than one. Yeah, millennium. Yeah.
Well, let's have more than one then. Anyway,
I don't think we'll live past one.
About.com reporting the history of masturbation contains many bizarre and hard to believe moments of misinformation. Whether it causes blindness, insanity, acne, or hair growth, masturbation's been both the most reviled and most commonly practiced sexual behavior on the planet. To this day, many of us are raised believing certain myths about masturbation. If you're still trying to separate fact and fiction, consider these common myths and the facts that debunk them. And surprisingly enough, I don't think they mention... Oh, yes, they do mention the hair on your palms. We do get to that myth here in a moment. Number one, masturbation is something that you do when you're young, but then you grow out of. These are the top seven masturbation myths.
But you probably do grow out of it at some point or another.
Well, because you die.
Well, in fact, masturbation is a lifelong sexual activity. Surveys regularly show that anywhere from 70 to 95% of adult men and women masturbate.
Wow.
And while this may, and those are the ones that admit it, right? 70 to 95% are the ones that admit it. And while this may slow down as we age, many of us continue masturbating all the way into our golden years. In fact, one survey of over 800 adults found that, and these adults were over 60, found that 46% of them admitted to masturbating. Another found that 20% of seniors masturbated once a week or more. Masturbation isn't just for the young, nor is it an immature form of sexual behavior. Number two, the top seven myths about masturbation. Masturbation isn't real sex. It's only for people who can't find a partner. Masturbation is real sex. When you masturbate, you really can get aroused, which results in very real orgasms. In North America, we put values on different sexual behaviors, but this has no basis in science. From a health perspective, masturbation is as real a sexual behavior as is intercourse, oral sex, or kissing. And research shows that people in relationships do masturbate, which contradicts the myth that masturbation is only for loners. Mark, you're a married man. Have you engaged in such an activity?
Probably more often than I engage in sex.
1-800-259-9231.
You should look for someone else.
It's Masturbation Month. If you got comments, and if you're somebody that honestly can tell us that you don't masturbate, we'd like to hear from you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Kid Cuisine. And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our site, we've got lots of stuff, including archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show. We've got it posted right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to jump through any hoops or fill out any forms or anything like that. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. We're doing the National Masturbation Month. We're celebrating it here on
Free Talk Live. Yes, we are, right here on Free Talk Live. All month long.
All of us together.
3 hours, six nights a week.
Somebody shoot me.
We're doing the top seven myths about masturbation, as reported on about.com. We're up to number three. The first two myths were masturbation is something that you do when you're young but then grow out of. Facts, statistics show that's just not the case. Number two, masturbation isn't real sex. It's a real orgasm. Therefore, according to what your body thinks, it's real. Number three, masturbation is bad for your health. This myth originated when an anti-masturbation tract that was written in 1712 as a way to sell a bogus tonic that was supposed to stop the disease of self-pollution, as they called it.
How are you polluting yourself? Nothing's going in.
No, but you're expelling all the healthy stuff so that only the poisons remain.
You're polluting your mind.
You're pretty good at this crap.
I could be a snake oil salesman, absolutely.
Through the years, there have been many colorful attempts to pathologize masturbation. They say it'll make you go blind, it will give you acne, and it will grow hair on your palms.
It'll kill your dog.
All claims that have been refuted 100% by science. Today, virtually all physicians and scholars agree that masturbation is absolutely harmless, except for the fact that you go to hell. No, their physicians and scientists don't have an opinion on that, but there are certainly still religions that believe that it's against God and that, what's the Onan, isn't it the Onan story?
Yeah.
Which from the, or Mark from the Bible? How does that work?
Well, essentially, God told Onan to take his brother's wife or somebody like that, somebody who had died, and for whatever reason, and Onan decided he didn't want to do that, so he spilled his seed on the ground.
You mean he chose to masturbate instead of have sex with a corpse? Is that what you're saying?
No. The wife was alive. The brother was
dead. Oh, okay.
Dead.
Got it.
And he disobeyed God's word.
Right.
I mean, I may have that story not exactly right, but that's the guy.
So the problem with the Onan story was that he disobeyed God's word, not that he masturbated.
No, disobeyed God. I believe something like the spoken word of God.
Got it.
And that doesn't happen.
But God wasn't angry because he masturbated. He was angry because he disobeyed.
That it's an interpretation of the Bible.
I see. Number four, masturbation is something men have to do, but women don't need to. Well, while most statistics show that men do masturbate more than women, there's no evidence to suggest this is due to some biological need on the part of men to masturbate. What is true is that social attitudes towards female masturbation are much more negative, and this likely impacts both women's early masturbation and their willingness to report masturbating, even in an anonymous survey.
Mm-hmm.
There's no research to suggest that the desire to masturbate is tied to biological sex or even gender. Number five, people in relationships don't masturbate. This common myth often drives people in relationships to masturbate in private therefore hiding it from their partners. Survey research shows that people of all ages masturbate when they're in relationships. In fact, Kinsey's survey found that almost 40% of men and 30% of women in relationships admitted to masturbating. A study of Playboy readers found that 72% of married men admitted to it, and a study of Reebok readers,
I read shoes,
found that 68% of married women admitted to masturbating.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty stunning statistics here. Number six, the seven myths about masturbation. Too much is bad for you.
Well, that is probably true, you know. Only because they use the term too much.
Right.
The term too much means you've had enough to be harmful.
Right.
Cause chafing, I suppose.
You could.
Could get infected.
With very rare exceptions, frequent masturbation is not harmful. If an individual is compulsively masturbating or is unable to engage in any sexual behavior other than masturbation and would like to, it's possible that there might be a reason to consult a mental health professional in that case. So it's a mental problem, not a physical one.
I'd really like to go get some food and, you know, not die of starvation, but I just can't stop. They kicked me out of the store last time.
But masturbating, whether it's once a month or three times a day, if it's part of a balanced sexual and social life, poses no specific risks.
Oh, when can I go? I need my armor-ready crisp bacon, please.
Number seven, only certain kinds of people
masturbate. You know, that caveat that they made for masturbation there, if it's part of a normal life and relationships and that healthy whatever, you could say that about anything, though. You know, shooting marbles, jumping on trampolines, any activity could be inserted there where masturbation is.
You mean if you're doing it too much.
So just to say, it's a normal activity.
I guess. Number seven, right. The final myth of surrounding masturbation is that only certain kinds of people masturbate. Only the bad people. The a-religious.
I would say the ones who are either old enough to do so or aren't dead. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Survey research debunks this myth that only certain people masturbate. Whether you're 19 or 99, religious or religious and conservative, or secular and liberal, whether you're a parent, grandparent, aunt or uncle, whether you get around on your own two legs or use a wheelchair, scooter, crutches, roller skates to get around, almost everyone has masturbated at some point in their lives, and most of us continue to do so.
Even if you can't move your arms and have to do everything by blowing through a tube, sometimes you still find a way to pull it off.
Yeah, what does Stephen Hawking do?
Stephen Hawking...
He can't get hard, can he?
I have no idea. I haven't asked.
No. He's a paraplegic, right?
I think I'm deaf, just having heard that.
He still
has feeling in his body. He just has no control over his... He has little to no control over his muscles.
Is he not a paraplegic?
He pays people. Is that what you're telling me?
You're darn right he does.
Well, he also has a wife who can help with that.
He has a wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
He has a wife and children. He wasn't born that way. He had a degenerative disease that he became like that over time.
Has he fathered a child since the disease?
I don't believe so.
Interesting.
Not since it's gotten to the point where it is now.
1-800-259-9231. So I want to hear from somebody tonight that thinks that we're bad people for even talking about masturbation on the air. Are we crossing the line on Free Talk Live by suggesting that it's a natural activity that everybody pretty much engages in? I mean, 99% of people, if not 100%, I think that honestly everybody has done it, and there's just certain people that refuse to admit to it.
I know one personally.
We used to have a co-host on the show that refused to admit to it.
Statistically, somebody somewhere has not done it.
If they're of a certain age, I mean, if they haven't discovered themselves yet.
I mean, even
you know,
of a certain
there's
age.
A lot of statistically 10-year-olds that haven't done it, okay?
Statistically, sure. Somebody who's, you know, who lived a full life somehow lived and died without doing it.
You think so?
Yes, they had to have.
But what you're saying is there's one guy out there, right?
Just I'm
one
saying dude. That they are anomaly, a statistical anomaly,
right.
But they have to have existed.
Okay.
Is that they have to have existed in order for you to feel okay about the world, or...
Well, yeah, I think actually the world would crack in half if somebody didn't exist.
Really, the black hole, like
yeah,
you were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're leaving out anybody who physically can't do it, somebody who's had that part gone missing or never was born with it or something like that. Those are obviously exceptions. But otherwise, if you've got the parts and they work, odds are good, you've used them. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. 800-259-9231. And you're not alone, believe it or not. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. On the way, you take control. We might be able to slip in an email here. Plus, marijuana decriminalization, jail population exploding. This is your show. Free Talk Live.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484. 8484.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Hebrew National.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Updates are there. You get signed up. We'll keep you clued in when there's anything new to announce about the show. Go and get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones, to the fun, to the amplifier-only line in Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Great.
Hey, Eric. How are you?
What's on your mind?
I am very good. Well, first of all, I want to thank Torgo. He did me a favor this morning, so I just wanted to thank you for it.
What kind of favor?
Not a part of my super secret task force. You don't get to know, sir.
Okay.
The first rule of the super secret task force is not to talk about the super secret task force.
So stop talking about it and tell me about why you called.
Right, the whole thing's run by FUBAR.
Well, I have two masturbation stories for you. The first one's real quick and funny.
Okay.
I work a third shift and at a help desk. And one night several years ago, a really rough storm had blown through, so they sent a couple of us through the building just to make sure everybody was okay, and we found one guy underneath his desk having a good time with his hand.
Oh my.
Wow. Under the desk?
Under his desk.
Well, it's better than standing on the desk,
I suppose.
You probably found him from the the rhythmic pounding noise, because you got to be cramped down there.
Yeah.
we just laughed like crazy.
Yeah, that is funny.
Was he a little embarrassed?
He was quickly relieved of his position.
He got fired?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was in the middle of a violent storm and there was no one in the office. Did I misunderstand?
No, we're a 24/7 help desk. But obviously, very light staffing at night. But,
I see.
No, we're still open.
So he was on the job then. I thought for some reason he was stuck in there because of the storm and was just really bored or something like that. He was actually getting paid.
He was on the job.
Right.
Well, there are worse things to get paid for.
All right, story number two.
Story number two is actually this weekend, like I said, I work a third shift, so either I'll wake my wife up or she'll wake me up before the kids do.
Right.
And so I was trying to be romantic about it. I was giving her a massage and stuff. And then the kids came in. And she's like, oh, you took too long. I'm like, okay. So she leaves, she takes care of the kids, and I'm just like, oh, you know, I could sneeze and like, oh.
Yeah, you took care of yourself. Okay.
Yeah. So about a half an hour later, she comes in, and I'm just like, I'm sorry, Steve. I didn't think you were coming back.
Oh, spent.
She's been at it for like 24 hours now.
Dude, what now? I missed that last part. What about the 24 hours?
She's been mad at me for like the last 24 hours.
Oh, come on. Why can't she take care of herself? What's up?
I was like, what do you expect me to do? You know, I didn't think you'd be coming back.
Hmm. Too bad.
So, exactly.
That's not something you should get angry about. You
should
always have sex again.
You should take one for the team and just go ahead and do it anyway. even if you don't really want to. That's what you should do.
Yeah, well, I guess some guys reload faster than others, though, Mark.
That's true.
I have a very long reload cycle.
Exactly.
Well, you don't exactly have to reload. There's other things you can do.
I see. Good point. You can absolutely pleasure a lady. Thanks for the call, Eric. We appreciate the stories, man. All right. Good luck with your marriage. 800-259-9231.
Oh, man.
1-800-259-9231. All right, Torgo, let's shift gears.
Our guy's just that way. It's like, oh, bummer. Sorry.
let's shift gears and go to the decriminalization. You had something about that tonight, Torgo.
Yeah, I saw an article from the Baltimore Sun, mm-hmm. which I thought it was interesting that an article like this would be posted in, you know, someone's mainstream local newspaper.
All right.
But here we go. He says, the author says, recently, the Mexican president vetoed a bill passed by the Mexican Congress that would have removed criminal penalties for people caught with small amounts of marijuana or other drugs. This came after the Bush administration vigorously complained about the bill, predicting that it would encourage Americans to pour southward as drug tourists.
Right.
That's what the president said. That's just going to encourage drug tourism. We can't have that. Besides, we're building a wall. How are they going to get in there?
How are they going to get back in? Yeah.
Exactly. But that option's off the table at the moment. So Americans who want to get high without fear of going to jail will have to go some other place where cannabis can be consumed with impunity. Maybe Nebraska, for example.
Mm-hmm. What?
As it happens, no fewer than 11 states on this side of the border have made the decision not to bother filling their prisons with recreational potheads.
Really?
Yep. Among them are not only such states as California and Oregon, which you'd expect, but also North Carolina and Mississippi and Nebraska.
Wow.
About 100 million Americans live in places where pot has been decriminalized for personal use.
I'll be damned. I didn't even know about this.
Yep.
Either.
So, maybe there are plane loads of college kids who travel to Maine or Minnesota to spend each spring break hitting a bong. But if so, it's a fairly well-kept secret.
Yeah.
In fact, the most noticeable thing about states that have decriminalized marijuana is that they're not noticeable. No one knew.
Right.
It's not, oh, look at all the potheads in Maine.
Society's crumbling. I've never known one college student to bother leaving their dorm room to smoke marijuana.
let's see. University of Maryland economist says, looking at these places, you can't tell the difference from how many people use marijuana. Let's see. A 1999 report commissioned by the National Academy of Sciences found that there's little evidence that decriminalization of marijuana necessarily leads to a substantial increase in marijuana use.
In fact, studies done over in Amsterdam have shown that as well, so not just in this country, but also over there.
Right, it even says so here. The evidence from abroad is not particularly scary. The Netherlands has gone beyond decriminalizing pot. For years, the government has allowed the sale of small amounts of pot through special cafes. But easy accessibility hasn't made the drug any more tempting to the average person.
Dutch adults and teens are both less likely to use cannabis than Americans.
That's true. It did spike, to be honest, it did spike for a short period of time right after legalization, and then it went down. We're going to tell you a little bit more coming up, 800-259-9231. If you want to take control in these remaining moments, you can. That's 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We have mere moments remaining, though, in the Monday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Wesson.
And Mark. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on the show, well, support us via the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $3 a month. It's totally voluntary. As you know, we give you everything on our website for free. So if you want to help us out, be an amplifier. Amp.freetalklive.com. We take the $3 in, we turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We promote the show to more radio stations, promote it online, get more listeners, spread the word about freedom and liberty. It's a good thing. It's productive. Plus, you get perks like access to the classic archives and more benefits. Go check it out. Amp.freetalklive.com. So, Torgo, continuing the story from the Baltimore Sun, I believe.
Yes, the Baltimore Sun.
How it is that drug decriminalization, drug legalization is not as scary as it might seem to be.
Right. Now, one of the things that it's talking about here is how the decriminalization, decriminalization of marijuana in several states in the U.S. has not really led to chaos and anarchy.
Well, decriminalization and legalization are two totally different terms.
Right.
I just want to make sure that everybody understands that decriminalization essentially means that, yeah, they're not going to put you in jail if they find you with
but a few grams.
Yeah,
a few
personal
grams
use
of marijuana.
Yep, whatever would be feasible for somebody who's not, you know, trying to sell it on the streets to thousands of people. Let's see. But it says here, laws are only a modest factor in the decision to use drugs or not, just as they're only a modest factor in the decision to smoke cigarettes or not. Most people don't even know if they live in a decriminalized state, as was evidenced. Our board operator on the break happened to mention he didn't know that was the law in Minnesota, where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's see. Now, one of the things here that it was also talking about is other countries where all drug use has been decriminalized. Italy, Spain, and Portugal.
There are countries where all drug use is decriminalized?
Italy, Spain, and Portugal have decriminalized personal use of all drugs, not just cannabis.
Wow.
But liberal laws don't necessarily lead to liberal behavior. Spain has one of the highest cocaine use rates in Europe. One of. But it's lower than Britain, which has a much stricter approach.
Uh-huh.
So, Italy, by contrast, is about average, and Portugal is well below. So, you know,
it has no effect.
Absolutely not. Now, here's the interesting point that I really like here. The fact, however, may not reveal anything about the effects of drug policies. It's easy to assume that when you change the law, you change behavior. But the process may go in the opposite direction. Spaniards may not tend to use more cocaine because they have a permissive law. No, instead, they have decided to make the law more permissive because they have a higher rate of cocaine use in Spain.
Mm.
It's not, oh, cocaine is legal, let's all start it. No, it's everybody's using cocaine, might as well decriminalize it at this
point. Because it's impossible to put everybody in jail.
Exactly.
We're trying to do in America. Now, you mentioned there's 11 states where marijuana is semi-decriminalized.
Yep.
But that means there's still a good 39 or so that have it criminalized. And there's been over 700,000 arrests per year of just marijuana smokers. And there's another 700-something thousand arrests of other drug users. I mean, really, we can't put everybody in prison. This is crazy.
We can try, though.
No, it's not possible. We can try, but eventually the money's going to run out. I understand they get more money for each person they put in, but eventually it's going to stop coming because you're going to be putting too many people in.
Well, then you just put those people on house arrest.
I always wonder, you know, Sweden's got such a high tax rate. Their people haven't revolted. I mean, what's it going to take?
To end drug prohibition?
No, to American people just to say, that's it. Too many taxes.
Who knows? We'll have to explore that later. We're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Manwich.
All right. Oh, by the way, tomorrow night, since we're talking about jail population, Mark, you've got something that's going to reveal it's on the increase. See you tomorrow.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.